Hello.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No. Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade, county mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade, county mayor, and county commission of Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. What is your main racial background? Just to make sure that I'm talking to every kind of people.
White, Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. What is your age range? Between 18, 35, 60. 36? Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Right direction. Thank you. From the following, sorry, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government?
Quality of life.
Quality of life, thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election of Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Are you definitely vote for a Republican candidate or probably vote?
No, I said Democratic candidate, not Republican.
Sorry, Republican candidate. Definitely voting for a Republican candidate?
No. No, I answered Democratic candidate.
Oh, okay. You're definitely voting for the Democratic candidate? Or probably?
Yes.
Probably. Okay.
Democratic. Definitely.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalado?
Unfavorable.
Will you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Sydney Lerner?
What's the first name?
Cindy Lerner?
Lerner, somewhat negative.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Richard Prashnik?
No opinion.
Okay, great, thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Daniela Levin Cava, Manny Cid, Alexander Otaola?
Levin Cava.
Levin Cava, thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
What are my options? Can I say no opinion or don't know?
Yes.
Or uncertain? Undecided?
Yes.
Undecided.
Okay, great. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Raquel Regalado?
Lerner.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Part of the problem.
Part of the problem. Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure for Miami-Dade County voters who will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 million to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 million proposal, property taxes will be increased in Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Well, first of all, let me clarify or correct you because it's $2.5 billion with a B, not million with an M.
Yes, $2.5 billion.
Yeah. I will vote no.
Probably no or definitely no.
Probably no.
Okay, thank you. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so. Mm-hmm. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline and ride share option.
No impact.
You will say much less likely or somewhat less likely or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicating things like permitting.
No difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading off efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded job training programs, and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
No difference.
No difference, okay. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiency to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
No difference.
No difference? Okay. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and longtime residents, including seniors and fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protective Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Raquel Regalado served as Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now as the only former school board to ever serve on the County Commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner. In the election,
well, I will tell you something, that long surveys make you less likely to participate.
I understand. I'm sorry. I just have to read verbatim.
I know. I don't fault you, but I would. That's why people don't take surveys anymore, because you know, these people exploit people's times. You're trying to be nice to people, and they take advantage of you.
I will pass on the feedback for sure.
They don't give a shit, but go ahead.
Thank you. So I will read those statements, and you can tell me if it's more likely or less likely to work for Cindy Lerner. Just if it will make no difference, you can just say so, just like the previous one. Mm-hmm. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissions to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on a sea level rise in Florida, and to be a voice for the residents for the district, no developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts her quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gratifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as the mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in the unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grave big developers.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused by residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and at insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say that she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
More favorable.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Well, Mozoni, we're in 70% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time.
My goodness. Wow. this is not your fault, but this is really rude. That's why people don't take surveys.
I'm sorry. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
Undecided.
Undecided. Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Lerner,
okay. Prior to taking the survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
I do not.
You have not attended, and you don't follow her on social media?
Neither one.
Okay. The following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content, but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. FAM radio.
What are the options?
If you follow regularly or follow not regularly these types of media?
Regularly.
The FAM radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And local political blogs?
Not regularly.
Not regular. Okay. Only a date?
Not regularly.
Okay. AM talk or new radio?
Not regularly.
Thank you. Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Regularly.
Regularly, okay. Key Biscayne Independent?
Not,
okay. Miami's Community News?
Not,
okay, thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you are labeled yourself, will you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat,
thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you. What is your national ancestry?
Cuban.
In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, or mostly English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Mostly English, some Spanish.
Okay. Thank you. We're finished. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.